get up and get at it, Lincoln. It's the Kix Morning Show with JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So Nick has a lot of stuff that he's collected.
Not this Nick, not
no,
Husker Nick.
Not Husker Nick. I specifically said Nick, not Husker Nick.
I only collect pint glasses from bars.
That you will steal 100% of the time.
That is literally the only thing that I'll do that with.
But Nick, who is involved in Dinner and Dump with Stephanie, he's got the movie theater glasses or the primary glasses being used in the house. Napkins from McDonald's, Wendy's crackers. Oh, and then like a bunch of soaps from hotels and toilet paper underneath from the like the industrial.
I really think that the toilet paper is where it crosses an important line.
Yeah. Once you start taking toilet paper from work, it's game over.
I did have somebody message me. So Nick thinks it's okay to date another girl's sister, but it's not okay to take a roll of toilet paper from work when you don't have time to go to the store and a bunch of cry faces.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Another good point that was messaged to us. If Nick wants to save so much money, maybe he should stop eating out so much that he has all that stuff, which is a really good point.
A good friend of mine, real close friend, who shall remain nameless, owned a whole bunch of local restaurants here in town. And he said the people taking all the condiments, the extra condiments, and the people taking the, what do they call it, ramekins that you were talking about. He said that's a big reason why the food items end up going up in price at places because it costs so much money to replace those that people are stealing that you have to raise all the prices of your food. So you'll end up for it one way or the other.
There you go. Nothing's free, man.
Hi, Kix.
The first thing is I buy toilet paper because I have so much more respect for my lady and my tushy. Industrial toilet paper has no respect for my lady and my tushy.
That's an excellent and astute point.
I go home to get away from the work toilet paper.
That's real life.
And secondly, if he was a woman, he would have the most beautifully stocked purse. He would have mints and towelettes and like the little extra toilet paper and the toothpaste they gave you at the dentist.
Oh, he would be the best purse.
He would be the best friend to have.
Free stuff to be had all over the place.
He would.
So all of that in the purse and everything would be perfectly fine.
That's funny.
Okay. So you can let us know what you think of Date 'Em or Dump 'Em on Facebook and Twitter as well. And the podcast will be on our website at KZKX.com.
I would have felt guilty the whole time I was wiping my butt.
With stolen toilet paper.
Yeah, I'd have been like, oh. And it was work toilet paper. So
you would, I was going to say, you would have been,
a lot of reasons
you would have been
that.
Making those noises anyway.
Yeah, like I don't. That's one of the most important purchases you make in a work in a week.
Oh, it's true.
No, that's true.
Paper.
I accidentally once bought the 1,000 sheets per roll. Look how inexpensive that is. That was bad. It took us a year to go through those because.
Is that where you came up with the noise that you make?
JP, Lauren, and Husker Nick.
Kix 96.9.